Good afternoon, blog. Good evening. I think it's evening. It's 7 o'clock. Georgie's got to go. I'm here at the Rochester. I've just taken Georgie Bedini's Rochester virginity. We had a Palmer. We both had a Palmer. She had a vegetarian Palmer. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
No, but she had a vegetarian Palmer anyway. She came around to borrow my tent, and we've been drinking steadily since 5 o'clock, whole 2 hours. Now she's got to dash off to St Kilda. That's the way it goes. But, yeah, it's been really phenomenally good to catch up with her. I haven't seen her since before we went... Gab and I went to Thailand. She came to our going away drinks, and I was just explaining to her, and I said, I proposed that we did some blog audio. That what I would probably talk about is, yeah, that to me, amongst many other things, she represents at this time how much I miss all of my SRC colleagues who I don't see at all. I haven't seen, you know, I saw Luke Sims at the Brunswick Street Festival on the weekend, hadn't seen him since fucking New Year. And it's partly because the SRC has been really slack with giving people work. And so the SRC people themselves haven't gotten together. And so there hasn't been an opportunity where, sort of, I've been to Prudence once, I've caught up with Matt Cav a couple of times, various other people. But, yeah, I haven't seen much of my former workmates who I used to see every day and drink with on at least weekly basis. I miss you, motherfuckers. Yeah. We've been talking, catching up, shooting the shit. I've heard all the goss, she's heard all the goss. It's been good. And now I'm going to hand over to her. I don't know what she's going to say. She doesn't either. But she's been given fair warning. She's been given time to think about it. So if I hand this to her and she suddenly freezes and has no idea what to say, she's really got no excuse for that.
This is where I have an anxiety attack and start crying and wailing like a freaky woman. I have a topic of conversation. The way that Tegan's lip curled when he said, I've been to Prudence once. It was quite aggressive, actually. I think he's really upset about it.
He resents
not having to be to Prudence more than once, which I feel affected by because
I really enjoyed that walk to Prudence because I was walking to work, except I wasn't walking to work.
He wasn't walking
such
to work.
Feeling, such a good feeling.
I think he gave her the subconscious finger, or the conscious finger, but not the physical finger, to the
it's
SRC. It's all my fault. Why is it my fault?
Because you're a woman.
Ah, oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is a room joke. Have you seen the room? Oh, my God.
Unfortunately. No, I haven't seen the room.
Go and see it. They're screening it late shows at the Nova on I can't remember what day, but...
I hope the Nova's paying him for this as advertising.
One of the catchphrases from this movie, that you scream at the screen every time there's some kind of question asked of a woman. Why? No. It's because you're a woman, because it has this very misogynistic undertone.
That reminds me of when I went to see Neil Hamburger recently, and everybody in the audience, he would say, like, what?! What? I'd ask a question like, you know, was Michael Jackson's last word? And everyone in the audience goes, what? And it's really, I was embarrassed to be part of that audience. You know, when you're standing in an audience, it was really embarrassing. Now I feel like I'm having a conversation with myself. This is really weird. Can we interact with each other?
We can interact. We can hand the phone back and forth. I mean, I don't know. The art of monologuing is a learned art. It's something I've learned to do over many years of doing this kind of thing. You pick it up. Adam Ford, if it's any consolation, the legendary... You know, the legendarily unflappable Adam Ford, when we went to Party in the Patch, you know, there's audio on my blog of this. I handed the phone to him, and he was dumbfounded, and he was talking about how he had no one to bounce off, and he didn't really know what to say. And, you know, and he had this beautiful line about, you know, so there's no one really to bounce off about the inanity that is currently crossing my lips. And so I'm going to hand the phone back to the progenitor of all of this, the man who made all of this possible. I was listening to this today. I give you the one and only long pause to Tegan Evans and hand the phone back because he was just dumbfounded. So, you know, if Adam Ford can't handle it...
You spoke as though you were making a transcript. I don't know when you said long pause, like in brackets.
Yeah. That's because I've got to go home now and transcript an interview I got with Jason Mailing.
Transcribe it.
Yeah, technically the word is transcribe, but I'm being creative with my use of language.
I'm an artist.
Advertising. I'm studying art, you know.
I study art now. I went today to my first class of gender studies. It was like the psychology of gender, and it really sucked. I was in a room full of retards talking about men being stronger than women, and it was just like, oh wow, is that how we perceive everything, you know? And I just felt like slapping everyone. So luckily I was sitting on the floor, so I had the opportunity to flash my undies at several people and embarrass my gender or my sex, depending on which way you want to look at it. I was wearing my blue spotty undies though, so I'm sure they all loved it. Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Oh,
God, yeah. Okay, yeah. I embarrass my gender. Actually, I'm reading a John Fowles novel at the moment, which talks about the embarrassment. Yeah.
You know that this was the entire basis of NeuroCam, is this novel amazing?
No.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm only just starting. Like, he's still hanging out in London with the girl. It's amazing. It's such a good novel. I also am just about to finish The French Lieutenant's Woman, which is totally, I'm gobsmacked. I can't say enough. I can't sing its praises because I am not articulate enough, but it's an amazing novel. It's really good. Anyway, I'll hand you back to the man. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
You did great. That was great. I'm really proud of you, and I'm excited that you're reading The Matis as well. Yeah, the man. I hope she meant that in the good sense. Fuck you, gave me the finger, I'm the man in that sense. Oh dear. Anyway, we need to finish up because she's got to grab the tent and head off to St Kilda. We've got to finish our beer. So I think that might be it. But, yep, it's been a pleasure, is the point.
As always.
But
Good night, Wisconsin.
Yep, rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
I just want to thank you so much for accessing this and listening to it. If there is anyone actually,
if anyone actually listens to it,
no one's ever gonna
thank you.
To it.
Yeah, no one listens to the audio. No one gives a shit. So it's good. You can say whatever you like.